At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up, friendos, and welcome into the In This League Fantasy Baseball Podcast, the final episode of August and the final 2 episode, at least of the season. That is all, yes, because in September, we go to one. No, Bogman. It's only if you couldn't find us every other podcast that exists on the planet. If there only wasn't enough. Boggs, that's Scott Bogman. I'm Chris Welsh. I was on the phone with my friend Dennis Sidler the other day. Did I also explain that we may or may not have 100% confirmation of a plus 1700 autograph?
Yes,
we may or may not 100% have.
Let's go.
That is going to be coming, may or may not 100%. Follow me on that. That we have the plus 1700, and that said player was told about this and had a big smile and laugh about my silliness. But I was talking with Mr. Dennis Sidler, and we were doing something, and I was like, "Oh yeah, I got a little." Oh, he was asking me about Prospect One because Prospect One was late. And it hadn't posted. And I said, oh, yeah, there's a lot going on. And he says, yeah, he goes, he's like, I open up Twitter or Instagram. And he's like, I feel like every other thing is you. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I feel bad about that. And he's like, no. I'm like, no, I get it. Like, I get annoyed by me. Like, I would get annoyed by me. So we're on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I've been my PlayStation has been like, where is Bogman? I feel like over the last 2 or 3 weeks, because with college football here, it has been work.
So that's how it rolls with us. Yeah. So, you know, we don't ever want to go away, but it does go into September because football kicks off. Baseball is tinkering down and stuff like that, but we still have Prospect One and we'll still have one episode per week. So just know that, but it is the final one of August. And I think this is like big playoff crunch time. Is it fair to say next week, like everyone should be in some form of their playoffs?
At least in the final week of the regular season, maybe if you only have 4 teams, you don't go into the playoffs next week, like 4 playoff teams. So, but I mean, you're in the home stretch regardless because there just is not that much time left.
So. Yeah. So that's essentially where we're at. So it's playoff crunch time where we'll be talking about lots of the stuff and the things, and we'll be continuing into August and they're still leading off, though. I also am coming off of leading off, except I'll be on Mondays. Except not this Monday because it's a holiday. So I'll be here, but not here, maybe here.
Should have heard me doing that. But it's okay because Fitz and I are back every 3rd Tuesday of the month trying to get through that read. Ooh,
yikes. I know. So well, we're still here for you. So thank you guys for hanging with us in this league. We're going to be talking about some of the pick upable hitters who have been hot as of recent, looking at some of the consensus ownership numbers. We'll look at 2 start pitchers, kind of the streaming stuff, and we'll kind of get you prepped into next week. And then just know that I believe Mondays are going to be the early pods. But I will say this, sprinkled in to September, I think what you and I will do is we'll kind of talk about like, here's like what's going on. But I think like the first week, we'll talk about the first round fantasy players. And then the second week, you know, more information. And then I think we'll talk about the second round players. And then and then we'll finish out, you know, our final episode before we take a small break. We'll do the mock. We'll do the 2024 mock that we'll put together. But we'll kind of lead up, and the series will be talking about who, you know, the applicable players are. So it doesn't mean this is the first round, but these are the players that can be in this round. So that's what we'll be doing as part of the series in September. So even more reason to hang out. And speaking of hanging out, come on over to InThisLeague.com today on the Patreon, because the season ends, but Patreon does not. Nope, we'll have early redraft ranks that are going to be updated throughout the offseason, the prospect ranks, and the dynasty. This is where a lot of the work is going to get done. You can be a part of our community and get access before anybody else and get access to at least my stuff. So go to InThisLeague.com today, InThisLeague.com. We would love it very, very much. Speaking of one player that might have been throwing their hat back into the first round conversation, maybe, I still don't think it's there, but maybes, is the absolute scorching hot one of my great friends. Where in the world are Welsh and Corbin Carroll? Well, here we are, Boggs. Look, and no one else can see this, but there we go. Do you want to see them all? Do you remember this?
Oh, yeah.
Tell us the backgrounds of where me and Corbin are.
You guys are in the Grand Canyon right here.
Okay.
Taj Mahal. The pyramids.
Yep.
Eiffel Tower. What is this? Price is Right.
Yep. And then the best one.
Oh, Avatar Land.
We're in Avatar Land. Wherever Avatar Land is.
What is that planet from Avatar?
That's
you should know. You went there. I'm
Naboo.
Sure you picked up a button. Nope. Incorrect.
It is Naboo. Oh, is Naboo a Star Naboo. Wars?
Are you gonna do this with me?
I'm actually being serious. It's not Naboo.
It's not Naboo. Naboo is where Princess Padme is from. So
wait, what is Senator Amidala. Avatar Land called? That's I just typed that in.
Avataria.
It's Pandora.
Pandora. Oh yeah. This is where they mine the diamonds for all those Pandora bracelets.
I don't remember if we have. I'm going to hit the open of the old.
This is where all the music comes from, is this planet right here.
Pandora. No, this is where you can reference all the universe's music. Or I guess that's Shazam. That would be Shazam. This was the old open we had last year for me and Corbin. Really work on podcasts. I forgot there's no like words or anything like that. Yeah. Bring us back. But it was fun. It was a good video. So
well, let me I have one question for you.
Uh-huh.
Is Corbin Carroll better than Brandon Nimmo?
Yes. Well, okay. What are the stats? Oh, I forgot about our bet.
Oh, did you forget about our bet? Because I
was our bet.
I think it was like a C note, right? Wasn't it like $8,000?
No, it was like, I'll buy you
$10,000.
No, I'll buy you dinner when you come out here to Arizona.
Oh, I have to buy a plane ticket to scoop up this free dinner.
I'm going to buy you dinner. I'll buy you dinner when you come out. You're coming out here, aren't you?
Probably.
What else are you going to do? Are you going to sit around?
Do sit my around job? Texas? What are you going to do? Do your work? Come on.
I think he actually might be winning these categories now. Corbin Carroll, 96 runs, 17 homers, and 21 stolen bases.
He's nine homers this month.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. He's hitting. What's frustrating is he's still only hitting .267. The batting average is just not clicked. But the strikeouts are ticking down and the stolen bases are weird. He has 2 months so far where he's only had one stolen base in the month, which is really crazy. But the batting average has only had 2 months where he's been over .250, but he is on an absolute tear. It was a .212 first half, a .258 second half. The power is through the roof. He has as many triples in a third of the at-bats from the first half. But here's a crazy stat, Boggs. He has zero doubles in the second half. He has zero doubles in 128.
Because if it's hit to the gap, it's a triple.
Because he has 12 homers, by the way. He has 12 home runs and doesn't need all those doubles.
When they go over the fence, it's actually better. I don't know if you do that.
What is really crazy too is if you've looked at his Savant page over the year, it went from this abysmal, like you all know, like the bat speed and all that stuff has looked really good. But the expected wOBA, slug, blah, 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 batting average, it's been really poor. It's now getting to about even. He's been able to kind of solidify himself to getting back to that even spot. Hard hit is coming back up, which is great. He's getting the ball in the air more. He actually has a higher launch angle than last year. And then really the biggest key, let me see if I can pull it up real quick. It's what, I mean, dude, you and I did like a profile episode on it with Corbin Carroll, was his swing was, remember, that upper zone. And that was one of the biggest things that was holding him back. Let me see. What is it? Swing take profile? Is that it? Or we get the little, get the little charts?
Charts and graphs.
No, that's not the one. Let's see if we can. I think it's the zone swing profile, which just wasn't loading. Load. PC load letter. What the hell does this mean?
Let's Corbin Carroll, seventh in the league in run scored, 96. He has as many as Jose Ramirez, more than Jaren Duran, more than Francisco Lindor.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
And more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says...
In this league.
Hey, Farva. What's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league. Oh.
Yeah, this is a big improvement, man. 256 in the upper right zone, 318 in the upper middle zone. And he still struggles like on the outside. But boy, that was like a nothing burger. Those were nothing burgers at the beginning of the year. You could pitch him inside or up and inside, and he's taken that away. I wish I could get this chart by like a month, but it just doesn't show it to me like that. But yeah, you can see like the expected numbers are higher. He figured it out.
He had five homers in the first half, and he has nine in this month. Yeah. So he's been crushing
The biggest thing was just like he had one of the biggest holes in a swing that you could possibly see. You could pitch him up in the zone and you would destroy him. And he has rectified that. And you can just see that in the upper zone chart. The outside is still the key, but you can't pitch him inside anymore. He's hitting 256 on upper inside zone stuff. And he's got a hot zone in the upper middle. So good on him. So the question is like, is he back? I think he is back. I mean, clearly like the home run totals are there. I think that actually might be the most important tell too, was that he reactivated his power. People are going to look at the stolen bases and be like, what is going on here? He's still one of the fastest people in the league, 96th percentile in sprint speed. He's going to get those stolen bases back going. He just
got to be on base,
hitting a bunch of homers. He's just hitting a bunch of, and he has to get back on base. So that'll be the key for a lot of people. And probably the off season analysis will be, is he going to be able to be this old version? He does have an over 20 expected batting average point differential positively. So he's almost got an expected 250 batting average. I think that's a pretty positive sign. And if you can get Corbin back to like a 270 guy, he's going to be an absolute first rounder, but he will be in the, I think, distinct second round conversation now, because he's on a tear. And by the way, we didn't even like lead into this. The reason we're talking about this is because last night he hit two homers and he hit a grand slam to get the Diamondbacks back into the lead. And he's just he's a monster. Did you hear the thing he said too?
What did he say?
They asked him, you know, oh, did you know that hit, that grand slam was like, did you know it? And he went, well, you know, like off the bat, because he had said
it was the longest homer he's hit at Chase Field.
Check this out. But he said like he knew it on the first one, how he barreled it. He didn't on the second one, but you know what he did? He said he looked up as the ball was in the air into the right field where the Diamondbacks show launch angle and exit velocity. And he saw the launch angle and exit velocity, and that's what told him the homer was.
How crazy is it that the ball you hit is in the air so long that you get to see the launch angle and velocity down the side? That is insanity.
I also think it's like that's the type of player he is. His first thing out of the box was to look at that spot, and that's what told him, oh, this thing is going, not the feel or anything like that. So I don't know, it's hard to not be romantic
fun
about
to
Corbin
watch
Carroll.
Man, he's fun to watch. The whole team has been fun to watch in this second half. And yeah, that is that's why you're gonna see me in Arizona real quick. I'll be there for a playoff run for sure.
Be a playoff run. We're gonna get back to the World Series, you and me.
I mean, why not? Why wouldn't we?
So, game time. Let's go.
Yeah, our favorite people in the world.
Let me tell you about game time. So then get us back to the World Series, my friends. Please, please, please. Let's do it. We do got some news and notes. And then, like I said, we're going to be going through some of the guys you can look transactionally, as well as some two-start pitchers. A couple things going on around baseball. How about Dylan Cruz in his early onset? This is another one of those I feel really good about just because I'm a Dylan Cruz guy. Had his first double, had his first home run the other day, currently hitting 364, putting off. It's very small sample.
There's something I'm mad about here. Let me tell you. It's when Dylan Cruz played his first game and they were interviewing him, and he talked about how he grew up watching Juan Soto and now he gets to play against him. And it just made me feel like the oldest man ever to hear someone say that they grew up watching Juan Soto.
You know,
the
problem,
like Juan Soto has been in the league for 3 years. I know that's not the truth, but
I want to point one thing out though. I do think there's a discrepancy nowadays with how, I don't want to say, I don't want to be like how kids, like we still, I'm still a kid in my head, but I'm 40, 41.
Juan Soto's 25, bro.
No, but here's my point. Is when you and I talk about, this is a generational gap. When you and I talk about who we grew up on, we're referring to like 12 to 16, 12 to 17, like when sports were activated, I've noticed a lot more. So like, who did we grow up on? It's like, we grew up on, you know, Barry Sanders and Jerry Rice. Like, yes, I've grown and seen all these players and stuff, but those are the players. I've noticed younger kids, the way they speak is a guy like 3 or 4 years their gap. I've heard basketball players do the same thing where they're like, oh, I grew up and they're like 18 and this guy is 24 years old. So I feel like there's a generational speak that's different where younger guys talk about when they were more like, oh, 16, 17, you know, like, you know, playing 16U ball, like that's who they grew up on. Where I feel like you and I, we speak to like 10, 11, 12, 13. And I feel like older, maybe that's just an old person, you know, you're about to die when your relevance is not something recent to you. Because I agree with you. Like, Juan Soto is the most ridiculous person to say you grew up on watching. Like, in theory, a guy like Dylan Cruz, you would expect to hear like Miguel Cabrera. Because Miguel Cabrera, right. 10 years ago, Miguel Cabrera, Joey Votto, Albert Pujols, those were the key guys. I just don't think those guys lock in like that. I think they lock in at like 16 and 17 and who's probably the most popular. So I think there's a generational gap thing about that. But yeah, that's gross.
Yeah, it just made me feel so old.
Oh, yeah, 100%. But back to Dylan Cruz, small sample sizes. There's some classic rookie thing in here. It's very funny. A good player rookie thing. Great hard hit number so far, 50%. Barreling, 25%. Again, small sample size, but an under 5-degree launch angle. So the classic rookie thing we see is he needs to improve that launch angle, which we'll get there. But you know, this is a dude that has always hit the ball hard from all points of the field. He'll put up a good spray.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Start. I just love Dylan Cruz, love him for next year. And he's having a great run right now, which I think is a huge positive going into next season. Cause I think he's clearly going to break camp. Like he's going to be, I'll do the offseason work here, but like the prospects that I think are really likely to break camp, Dominguez and Cruz are like the most obvious. They're the most blatantly obvious that will still be rookie eligible that are going to break, maybe Kobe Mayo as well. But I would say he's probably going to be near the forefront of like.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey,
in this league.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Huh?
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
NL Rookie of the Year. So love me some Dylan Cruz. Also on the rookie side, just want to point out Rhett Lauder is getting the call up for Friday, which I was shocked about simply because like I was telling Tim over on Prospect One, dude, this time last year, I was on the backfields of the Reds where Rhett Lauder was just running around, you know, shorts, not doing anything, not even throwing. He didn't throw a single professional inning. And the dude is making his major league debut on Friday, which is absolutely crazy. High command pitcher, great slider. Fastballs, we'll see where it goes. I actually think he's going to be a better major leaguer than he is going to be like a prospect pitcher because he's only got like a 4 ERA. So I'm interested in him. I'm way more interested next season. Maybe you could spot start him. I don't know if you feel any different.
No, I think that's about right. You know, I think this is just what the Nat Nulls are doing with Cruz, right? You know, it's get him a little taste, get him ready for next year, and hopefully breaks camp next year.
These are the guys.
Hunter Green is back too, because obviously, you know, he's on the IL right now. So
those are the dudes I think that tell us that they are going to be potential guys that are going to break camp is when they come up in September. Also, I think this is the path that Chase Burns is going to have for next season. So I just want to point that out as well. I think he's on the exact same trajectory, the number two overall pick. He could be a guy that gets called up into September and he's a big strikeout option because he's doing nothing either. I asked him like 2 weeks ago. He's just not throwing until instructs, just like Rhett Lauder did. So it's a very similar college path. Also, they brought back up Reese Hines, which, you know, I don't know.
He had a nice little run when he came out before. So
just if you're looking for some power, maybe you can do that. Jack Leiter is also, did he pitch yesterday? Wasn't that what it was?
Was it yesterday? I only watched the D-backs yesterday.
So. Let me look. Oh, that's it? The only thing?
I was doing college football research, dude, but yeah.
You want to hear something that really pissed me off? Really pissed me off. And he did not pitch yesterday, but, or did they do a double header? Maybe he did. Hold on. Let's take a look before I announce that he did not pitch yesterday.
They did play a doubleheader.
They did. So I think he did the second part of the doubleheader.
Yeah,
so
4 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned, 2 walks, 4 Ks.
Hit 99, almost 100, had 10 swing and whiffs. Yeah, the line, it's a pretty decent line because he's completely improved. Him and Kumar Rocker, I think they both could be rotational guys. And I think the Rangers said they're going to let Leiter finish out the year. So I think this is a really good sign. The 10 swing and whiffs is a really good thing to see. And he had, let's see, slider, 27% swing and whiff rate. That looks really solid. He was in the zone a ton. So he might have to work on that a little bit, but it's pretty good. What was my whole point to the whole thing? Oh, this infuriated me. So I had a bet from the day before that was the Padres to win and no run first inning from Texas and Chicago, Garrett Crochet and Andrew Heaney. They suspended the game and did not kill my bet. And they pushed it to the next day where Chris Flexen became the starter.
Oh, come on. How do they not kill that bet?
I know.
No way you would bet on Chris Flexen.
There's no effing way I would bet with Chris Flexen on the mound. And guess what? Flexen gave up a run in the first.
Of course he did.
And I lost that bet.
Chris Flexen.
Yeah. So, I'm not going to scream to the moon about it. You're screaming into the void at that point. But I was just like,
to the moon, Alice.
But give me a break. This is that thing they'll be like, well, you know, the game wasn't canceled or postponed. It was suspended.
Yeah, but you changed the pitchers that are starting this game. I don't know. I don't like it.
No, I didn't either. Nor did my money. So that did not count because I was like, oh, this is great. Cash. We're going to rock. I'll even just take my Padres win at this point. Nope.
Say, hey, I'm going to have to give that money to Bogman at the end of the year when Carroll outperforms Brandon Nimmo. I can't be
how expensive of a lunch are you thinking?
Oh man. Well, am I flying in? I'm going to get that plane tickets worth. I can tell you that much.
I mean, you're not flying in.
One bottle of Cristal, please. Yes. Thank you. We'll stop with the lobster au chante.
I'll take you to the bourbon room so you can get your fancy little drink that you use your thumb up.
Yeah, and my then paper plane. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Your paper plane. That's what it's called. And then you can get the barbecue Mac. Brisket Mac.
You want me to eat every time we go there?
Like, brisket Mac.
It's borderline fetishy the way that you like to watch me eat things. I don't know that if I feel like I should be charging you to do it. So
it's like footfetish.com. This is like Bogman Eats.
Yeah, my OnlyFans. It's just called Bogman Eats. So
yeah, that would be a pretty good. I'm not gonna lie. Like you're just eating fancy meals.
I mean, listen, if you want to get me to quit my job.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, buckaroo. All night.
All right, let's start off with some hitters that you guys can be taking a look at. And again, we're using the Fantasy Pros baseball stats page that has a consensus between ESPN and Yahoo, which we all know kind of the numbers thing. But we're going to look over the last 2 weeks to see who pops. And the first player up here, Mr. Pete Crow Armstrong, only 21% owned between Yahoo and ESPN over the last 2 weeks. 366 average, 469 OBP. He's got 15 hits and 41 at bats, 3 homers, 3 stolen bases. And is this a real no? Oh, no, I was about to say that's unreal. His 7 walks. I thought the walks were triples. I'm like, he has 7 triples over the last 2 weeks. That's insane. That's why are we not talking about that? Because it's not true. But, you know, PCA is a really, really tough one, Boggs, because he's one of those guys that he's been defense first. I saw the contact and the hittability in the minors, but it completely dissipated. And it looked like there was no offensive upside. You know, on the season, his numbers are not great. 233 average, 286 OBP, pretty garbage. He does have 7 homers and 26 stolen bases. So if you didn't look at that, you'd be like, that's actually not too horrible in here. But overall, it's been a pretty disappointing offensive season. But the dude legit might walk out with 10 homers and 30 stolen bases. And you know what this is relatively reminiscent of? Nico Hoerner. It's kind of Nico Hoerner-ish. If he can up that batting average and be some version of who he is currently, he might be a dude for next year. But currently, right now, he's one of the hottest hitters over the last 2 weeks that is available.
Yeah, and you just never know. You know what I mean? Like maybe, like we've said before, the instruction at the big league level is the best. So maybe something clicked. I doubt it. I would say he's just on a heater, but who cares? He's on a heater. So pick him up, let him carry you for a little bit. And as soon as he starts to show signs of slipping, dump him and pick somebody else who's hot up. So yeah, I mean, I'm all about picking up PCA while he's on this wicked heater here. He's hitting 329 this month. It's crazy.
Boston, the wicked heater there.
His wicked heater here.
You are right. By the way, he hit 197 in July. He's hitting 329 in August. He is on a heater that is carrying over. The average is actually pre and post, he was a 203 batting average, 274 mild, like dramatically carried by his August. That's carrying his second half stats. But, you know, stolen bases, power, runs are going to be scored, opportunities to move up. I'm down with Pete Crow Armstrong as a pickup right now. Coming in also in the top 10 is Ramon Urias. 8% owned, 4 homers, 15 RBI. Let me look here. 15 RBI is tied for the second most among all hitters over the last 2 weeks. And the only other guy that is under 50% owned that's in this top 10 is Miguel Amaya, who is probably one of the top catcher pickups, only 17% owned. But Ramon Urias is getting some playing time because Coby Mayo did not work out. So yay or nay on the pickup?
I mean, I'm way more lukewarm. It's the power that's happening for him right now. 5 homers this month after he had 5 the previous 4 months. So the power has had a nice spike here in August. I mean, he's fine. I think I'm more excited about a guy like PCA on his heater because he's doing it really with everything. And this is just 5 homers for Urias. So not too interested.
Okay. Moving down. What about Amaya, by the way? Is it just like if you need a catcher, or would you cut some, you know, underperforming better catchers for him?
If you need a catcher, I just don't trust Amaya to stay up. So back goes, he has nothing. Isn't he like the worst defensive catcher in the history of baseball? Oh. He can't throw out a base runner. I mean, he's thrown out none. There were 62 qualified.
That might be Adrian Del Castillo. Oh, really? Okay.
I mean, I remember seeing this reel about him where he just, I mean, every team was stealing 3 or 4 bases off of him every game because he could not throw out a base runner. So,
well, but he is getting the playing time though. That's the bat
matters. Yeah. But
14 RBI.
I'm just saying, I don't think the bat's going to last. So if you want to pick him up, if you have a really bad catcher, sure. I just not too interested.
Yeah. I mean, if you lost Joey Bart, he's probably one of the good replacements in here. I'm trying to look at his profile real quick. Low barrel rate, expected batting average is all right. Bad hard hit numbers. He's not striking out though, which has really worked well. He's been very, very pull heavy. He actually only has one extra base hit that is opposite field. Outside of, he does have like one homer and one double that are like dead center, like literally like to second base, but he has only one double opposite field. And it looks like 60% of his hits are on the pull side. So with low barrel rates and not great launch angles, like it's okay. Like he's doing all right. Nothing to write home about. Miguel Amaya on that list. Moving down, Mark Vientos is still at that under 50% range. I tend to think he's just not available, but if he is, he's an absolute must pick up. And he's hitting 293, 4 homers, 12 stolen bases over the last 2 weeks. But I think he's probably like an 80% guy on CBS, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He's rostered in most places for sure.
Some really low bench players. Dairon Polanco, 3 homers, 3 stolen bases, hitting 474, 3% owned, but he did all of that in 19 at bats. So there might be something there. And Ramon Laureano, 3 homers, 2 stolen bases, 359, 6% owned for Atlanta, and he is getting at bats.
I mean, I can tell you where I roster Blanco, and I roster Blanco in a league that it's AL only and it's 16 man. And that is like the only place you can roster Dairon Polanco because he's not playing.
I agree.
He had 2 homers in 1 game, which was nice. And he gets steals every time he's out there, but he's never out there.
You could do it like Laureano in like a 5 outfielder deeper, probably more than 12 team, he might be worthwhile because he's getting some playing time, but still, and like a better option. This is an interesting one we were doing on Leading Off the other day is Jock. Jock's 38% owned. He's just so difficult because he's platoon, but by God, dude, when he is like, I think Jock is a guy you have to own and he is on your bench because as soon as a righty is up, you got to get him in your lineup because against righties, he's probably a top 30 outfield. I mean, maybe it feels facetious, but if you just took a guy's production versus just righties and his split, it's pretty phenomenal. He's hitting 267, 2 homers. I think he just hit one yesterday or Monday or whatever. So I would just own him to try to play that split, but that probably doesn't work for your weekly leagues where, you know, your roster's lock for the week. Like that's what's tough. It's a head-to-head daily moves where you can move your, you know, or a roto. There's roto leagues where you can change your lineup every single day. That's where I would be interested in Jock Peterson. What do you think about that?
I think that's about right. Yeah, Jock is. I mean, when he hits homers, they go far. He's been real nice recently. So,
Paul DeJong, 7%, 4 homers, 342, playing for Kansas City. In some spots, he might have multiple position eligibility. I think that's definitely a middle infield pickup. And a good one here is Lawrence Butler. Lawrence Butler is starting to kick back. He's kind of gone like on some ups and downs. I'd mentioned earlier in the year, insane barrel numbers. He had like 19% barrel and good hard hit. Like those are recipes. Well, he's only 28% owned between the two. 267, 3 homers, 2 stolen bases with 9 and 9 on the run in RBI over the last 2 weeks. Butler would probably be probably the tippy top of pickups here. Like yeah. I would prioritize Butler
ahead of PCA.
Yeah. Over PCA, over, or I'm not interested in Urias. I would want Vientos over him, but so far it would go Butler and then Vientos. But we're almost not counting Vientos.
I'm with you for that. Yeah, we probably shouldn't count Vientos. But yeah, Butler's been so good. He's definitely the number one on this list if Vientos is gone already, for sure.
Mason Wynn, I would prioritize over Paul DeJong. He's got two
today.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then that's going to be probably 3 homers, hitting 382, only 28% owned. That would be one. If I'm looking for stolen bases, 7% owned. Parker Meadows is hitting 311 over the last 2 weeks. He's really kicking it back. I think your top three. Well, okay. So now let's add in Big Christmas, Johansky, Noel. 35% owned, hitting 263 with 3 homers. Let's do those 4 guys. It's Butler, Wynn.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt boss.
Noel and Meadows.
What's I think that's rank? The order. I think that's what you just said. I think that's the order.
So Butler, Wynn, Noel, Meadows?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, probably. I think Butler is the clear number one. If I had a higher prioritization of homers, I think Noel could go to 2. But I still think like Wynn is going to steal some bases. And I think Meadows is more of a stolen base chase. So I think he is at the bottom. So that's how you would play that out. Overall pitchers, we'll go over to pitchers and we'll look at the percentages and then we'll do the 2 starters here. Guys that are under 50% owned, right at 51, by the way, is Bowden Francis with the almost no hitter. So he's probably not available. What about Osvaldo Beto? 17 strikeouts in 17 innings, a 1.59 ERA over his last 2 weeks. And there's 2 quality starts in there. And I bet him the other day for strikeouts over 5, and he got to that number. They pitched him up to around 90. He's an A, but Beto's actually been pretty good.
Yeah, like you said, what is this? 6 innings, 5 strikeouts, 2 earned, 5 innings, 1 earned, 6 strikeouts, 6 innings, no earned, 6 strikeouts, 6 inning, no earned, 5 strikeouts. So 3 of his last 4 starts have been quality. Actually, 4 of his last 5 starts have been quality. So, yeah, I mean, you know, he keeps putting up decent games. You're probably not getting wins like you said, because he's on the A's, but that's fine. We'll take it.
I cannot imagine Spencer Agetti is actually available anywhere, but 38%, he'd be a must pickup, just sliced up, you know, with Philly. Like, he just looks so good. Sure. I'm all but certain if they were ever to do something, it would not be at the expense of Arrighetti. Like, I think they would go 6-man rotation, then they would consider Blanco going before they ever got Arrighetti out of there. He's just been way too good in the second half. He's a must. Another one is David Peterson, 14 strikeouts, but he's got a 1.31 ERA over the last 2 weeks and over 20 innings pitched. So he would definitely fall into that, like, you got to get him territory. Brian Bello's getting it kind of hot again, 2.79 ERA over the last couple starts. He's got two quality starts in there. So I think that's a really, really good sign. And then the pitchers kind of fall off. I don't know. Like, I mean, Patrick Corbin's been good as of recent, but no, never. Right.
Yeah. I mean, I think two good starts. Someone's like, hey, look, Patrick Corbin won his 100th game. And it was like, yeah, he came into the season with 98 wins and it took him till August. Or whatever,
is 95. Is that real?
It might have been 95 wins, and it took him to August to get his fifth win. But yeah, it took forever for him. He's looked good his last two starts. So, you know,
Patrick Corbin got 100 wins. He's played 25 seasons. It's taken him on an average of, you know, whatever. Did I get you a hiccup there?
Yeah, yeah. I just ate too. So, but yeah, Patrick Corbin. Let me see. Is he at? Is that right? Is he at? I think after what was two nights ago, he's at 101 career wins. And he's 4-12 this season. So he came in with 97 wins and it took him until August to get to 100. So
that's wild. Just a couple other pitchers that might be worthwhile. Michael Lorenzen has been really good. 0.63 ERA over his last 14, 15% owned. That would be a guy I would have some interest in.
He just went on the IL, didn't he, Lorenzen?
Oh, you're right. He did. Never mind. Yeah. Screw him. He's a loser. He's the worst. He's hurt. Poor guy. I feel bad for him, actually. Never mind. He would not be the option at all that you would want. Relief pitchers will be the last one, and then we're going to go to the two starters here. Under 50%, you've got Porter Hodge with the Chicago Cubs. Recently had a save, only 11% owned, has a 0 ERA, would be someone you would probably want to take a look at, especially for like potential save opportunities. Sir Anthony Dominguez, 24% owned. He is the closer for Baltimore. I can't imagine he's available. If he is, right that ship. Lucas Erceg has 4 saves over the last 2 weeks, under 40%, and Justin Martinez as well. Funny enough, the top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 in the top 10 in saves over the last 2 weeks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, half of them are under 50% owned between Yahoo and ESPN. So it doesn't mean they're available, but Sir Anthony, Erceg, Justin Martinez, Ryan Walker, like, you should look at those guys.
That's, yeah, Boucher had a save the other day for the Marlins. He's kind of been hit or miss as well. I think Foley's gotten 3 in like the last 4 or 5 games they've played. So yeah, there's a couple options out there.
Over to the two-star pitchers. We're going to use CBS's marker. You got some big dogs next week. You've got Sale. You've got, dude, this is going to be really interesting because I'm obviously very pro Jackson Merrill getting Rookie of the Year for my own financial benefit. But Skeens has got the Cubs and Washington next week. Like, those could be two really good outings for him.
Pretty nice.
He's lined up to be a two-starter. Sale, Skeens, Luis Castillo, Garrett Cole. Kind of no-brainers. Evaldi's roster ship is way up there. He does have the Yankees, but then an Angels. Corbin Burns, Logan Gilbert, my buddy Justin Steele, who I'll be doing a show with in 2 hours. He's got the Pirates and the Yankees. I'm just trying to move down to like where we want to start asking some questions. All right, how about this one? This is a high ownership, but CBS has higher ownerships. Eduardo Rodriguez has got 2 starts against the Dodgers at home and at Houston. I
pass.
Don't want to do that at all, right?
I might be at that Houston game. Pass, though. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to the one on Friday. I'm not sure what.
No, this would be the like a Sunday game, like that Sunday or Saturday because of 2 start.
Yeah. I won't be. I'll be watching Texas for Michigan that day. But yeah, no, I don't want Eduardo. no thanks.
Brian Bayo's got a nice start. We're just talking about him. His own, check out the discrepancy. His ownership was like 30 something percent on between the consensus Yahoo and ESPN. He's 77 on CBS, but he's got at the Mets and then at home against the White Sox.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Yeah, and then Chris Flexen too, who we talked about earlier, who loves to give up runs. I would roll him if I could.
Kyle Harrison's got the Diamondbacks and Padres. Ooh.
No, not with the way the Diamondbacks and Padres have been playing. No.
How about Ryan Nelson, who's got the Giants and then the Astros?
I mean, I like that Giants matchup. I would be okay with Ryan Nelson the way he's been pitching recently. I'd be fine with
that. I think maybe I could do that. All right, so now we'll go to lower ownership.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Can't believe what fell. All your dreams just pops down the drain. Let's play some
in this league.
Simeon Wood Richardson has got Tampa lined up against Jeffrey Springs and Kansas City, who has been becoming red hot.
He's been real good. I'm rolling that for sure.
I think I'd be okay with it. The one thing, dude, Kansas City, though, you know, Kansas City has an over 100 run differential between what they're scoring and what
a good
they're
team.
Giving up. It is a really good team. It's the highest in their division, and it's like the second or third highest in the AL, Kansas City is. So they've been on an offensive tear. Beto has got the Mariners and then the Tigers. I actually think they're both at home. I'm down with both of them.
More afraid of the Tigers right now.
Me too, but you know what? I'm picking up Beto for two starts next week. I'm doing it.
Yeah, Mariners, I'm good with that one.
Cooked. Are awful. Let's see. Max Mayer has got Washington and Philly.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, pass. The Philly game's not great, but I don't know. Yeah, I'm probably a pass. Next guy, I think I'll go with.
Oh, yeah, that's funny you said that. David Festa, only 31% owned. He's got at Tampa and at Kansas City. I would also do the Festa.
Yeah, let's roll.
For the rest
Festivus for the rest of us. Let's go.
Taiwan Walker has got Blue Jays and Marlins. Yeah, it's not bad.
I'm okay with that one, especially the Marlins start.
Griffin Canning, no thank you. Got LA and Texas. Jack Leiter, nope. Patrick Corbin has got Pittsburgh and Miami.
Not bad with the way he's been pitching, but like you said, never Patrick Corbin ever, right?
Yeah, that's true.
I'm gonna stick with that.
Never have I ever. Two. Okay, then give me your top two because I'm gonna say Beto and Festa.
Ooh, I will say. I'll say Festa and
you like Simeon Woods.
I do like Simeon Woods Richardson, but I might like the matchups for Beto better. I think I do. I think I'd take Beto as well.
Beto, let's go. Are there there's some two starters there? You guys can find us on Twitter at Is It The Welsh at Bogman Sports as well. You can find us on our GroupMe rooms over on Patreon. community popping up. That baseball room, it's football season. That baseball room is like the most packed every single day. Obviously, lots of dynasty stuff as well. But you guys want to support us, go and check out InThisLeague.com on Patreon. You can join our community. We'd love to have you, and you can get access to the stuff and things that we got going on. Lots of off season, as we mentioned. We will be back next week. Probably like Mondays is the plan. Monday is a holiday, but you know, Bogman and I don't really take holidays off a ton. We'll probably have that baseball episode out for you for that week. So I will say we've had kind of a, what's the word? Like moratorium? Is that the right word? Of like, we haven't been answering, sure. We haven't been answering voicemails. We've gotten a couple that have come in. We haven't incorporated them into episodes. We will on Monday. So if you want to make sure.
CK gave us a pretty good blind play. You want to do it real quick?
Yeah, sure.
All right. So player A, I'm doing this right at the end of the show, but player A, 474 bats this season, 16 runs, 18 homers, 71 RBI, is hitting .262 and it has a .326 OBP.
So all right, I'm 60, sorry.
18, 71, 262, 326.
So give me the main count. This is full season?
Yes.
And
60 runs, 18 homers, 71 RBI. Those are the three big numbers.
What was his batting average?
.262.
Okay, got it.
Player B, 61 runs, so one more, 17 homers, one less, 53 RBI, so 18 less, and a .260 batting average. But the OBP is a little bit better at .338. So walk.
Stolen bases more. Don't come into.
They're not for this position because these are catchers.
Oh, these are catchers.
These are catchers.
That's a lot of homer. Okay. Because what he's clearly doing here is lining up the second player to be the guy because it's less everywhere. But
your logic is correct.
Yeah. Of course it is. What were the homers again?
Of course it is. He says 18 versus 17. And the batting average is .262 versus .260.
All right. So I know the top player has to be Adley Rutschman.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's,
because I know Adley's hitting .260 and has.
It's 18. Ever since I drafted him in the second half league because CK flustered me and took Corey Seager one pick in front of me. I waited for him the whole time. So I was picked 16. Anyway. At least I'm not bitter about it. And this is CK sending this in, of course. So
and then
so who's the other catcher?
The other catcher was 17.
He's playing homers. Almost exactly as well as Adley Rutschman.
He's going to be lower. Is it Wilson Contreras?
No, not Wilson Contreras.
Logan Ohapi?
Nope. That's a good.
It's going to be even lower, though. So that means it's going to be Danny Jansen.
Tyler Stevenson.